Hey everyone, welcome to the Small Town Talks podcast with your host, Nathan Bird. I never really say that, so you know what? I'm going to start saying that. Probably should have been saying that the whole time. It's a podcast. You got to know who's actually talking to you, you know? Well, first off, about ready to finish all my classes for real estate. I'm just so excited. I'm pumped. I'm really excited to get some people in a house. I don't know. This is something I've really been passionate about. And I've tried many different things. I went to Findlay, the University of Findlay for a year, and that really didn't work out for me. And I went to the branch, Ohio State Mansfield, and that didn't really work out for me either. There wasn't really much of an interest in the things that I was doing until I started this real estate, and I've just been so into it and enjoying possible things that I want to bring to the market and things I want to kind of push forward with real estate, especially here locally. I mean, there's a lot of things that are happening out in New York and California that little area Galleon hasn't become aware with. We're not really getting that type of stuff. And that's why I'm excited about, you know, the two is I have my drone license, my commercial drone license. And I used to offer that for everyone. I had a little drone business, but now I'm just keeping that, going to scale that back completely, kind of get rid of that and just focus more on the real estate for my potential clients and just push that drone stuff full bore. Cause I think what's lacking right now is that the home is, it's all first impressions. Real estate is first impressions. If you look at a home on Zillow or Realtor.com or something like that, maybe they didn't show off that first photo that you see. You might be skipping right over it. So that's something that I'm really excited about. I got my, you know, my DSLR for taking some awesome photos. I also have a gimbal. And so what a gimbal does is it makes it, it's like a crane in Hollywood. And they have the camera on a crane. It creates really smooth shots. Well, that's what I have. And so I put my camera on this gimbal. And what it does is it makes a super ultra smooth. You can walk around with it. You can point in different directions. So I want to do video walkthroughs of your house. Someone can click on YouTube, click on Facebook, wherever. And they could get a video walkthrough. They could actually experience it with a little bit of background music. Experience the house with a few drone shots. Also, I want to do your regular classic photos, you know, for everywhere else. I want to do the drone thing on top, and I want to do the 360 tours. That's stuff that I'm going to be pushing right off the bat. And that's just the, I guess, the visual aspects of the marketing that I want to do, you know. I also want to push Facebook, social media. I think the market's moving towards social media a lot. I think more and more people are seeing a house for the very first time from a shared post on Facebook or a Facebook ad even, instead of on the newspaper. But I want to get all sources. So, you know, 100% of the newspaper still, get on some local programming, get it on Facebook ads, get shared post. I might even talk about some awesome homes here on the podcast. So that's some things I'm really excited about. That's just a little bit of some ideas, I guess, I have about what I want to do with my personal real estate career and what I want to bring in. And I constantly want to have new ideas. And I don't know. I'm just super excited. I'm eager. And everybody's saying that's because I'm young. But you know what? I'm okay with that. I want to take advantage of it. Taking advantage of is all the hours in a day, because there's tons. I've talked about that on multiple podcasts before. You have so many hours in your day. You go work in a 9-to-5 job or whatever like that, and you go work those set hours. Then you come home and yeah, you're tired, but you know, you got from 5 to 9 o'clock, there's 4 hours. And then in the morning, you could wake up at 6 and go work out and go work on some extra stuff. And so, just take advantage of your time. Your odds of being a human being is 400 trillion to one. So why wouldn't you take advantage of your day? Take advantage of every hour. You're not even supposed to be here. The fact that you made it as a human being and you're here, if you're in Galleon, if you're in California, if you're in Europe, if you're anywhere, that's the thing that I love about the world we live in is you could have the worst experiences going on right now. And really, those are the stories that you hear the most. Someone lives in a bad part of town. You know, so many things happened to them. They thought they didn't have a chance. And then it's LeBron James, you know? So the fact that you made it as a human being already shows that you've won. So take advantage of that. 400 trillion to one. So go do what you want to do. And, you know, like I said, I live in a small town. Now, I don't know how much longer it's going to be a small town. A lot of stuff happening here in Galleon. I would love if eventually I could get to the point where when I tell people when I'm out of town or out of state even, that and when people ask where I'm from, I don't say, I'm from Galleon, Ohio. It's, you know, about an hour north of Columbus, right around Mansfield, Ohio, if you ever heard of that. I think it's coming. We're getting business expansion here. People are wanting to move here. Just here recently, actually, just got approved that we're going to get some more apartments because people are moving in. There's business here. People are looking for people to take jobs. And so that means we're growing, and it's good. It's always good when business is growing. We need a grocery store, and I think we're getting one. I really do. I've heard about that. I think we're getting a nice grocery store, something that will help everybody along. Everybody's been going to Save a Lot. But yeah, I think Galleon's growing. We got a, you know, and I would say in the last 2 years, 2.5 years, maybe less. I can't even remember, to be honest with you. We've gotten an Arby's. We got a DQ's. We got this awesome gas station. Yeah, I said awesome gas station. Bell Stores. It's a Bell Stores. You know, I talked to the owner, and he was talking about the whole idea behind the Galleon Bell Stores, the reason it looks the way it does. And if you guys go out there, sometimes if you've been on vacation and you go down south, the gas stations are, they're big, have a nice open floor plan when you walk in. They got the picnic tables out front, all that type of stuff. So when I was asking him, I said, this is awesome. It reminds me of like a Florida gas station. And he said, you know what? That's funny you say that, because down in Florida, they have those racetrack gas stations, okay? And he actually told me he loved how they looked. He loved the whole floor plan. He loved the outside, how it looked. And that's what he wanted to build up here. But I love going to that Bell Stores, because when you go there, you feel like you're on vacation for a second. And I know that sounds silly because it's just a gas station, but if you ever went travel and you've ever drove to Florida, you drove to the East Coast, something like that, you stop at a lot of gas stations. It's your snacks. You go in and get some snacks. It's part of the vacation, actually. So for him to say that the Bell Stores, you know, he modeled it after those racetracks down south is exactly true. If you've ever seen one, that's what that Bell Stores over here in Galleon, Ohio looks like. It's the really got the picnic tables out front, super clean brick mixed with, it's like a modern style. You know, but it looks really nice. And then we've got the DQs right beside it. Everybody's been going to DQs. Not too many people feeling like it's summer yet, though, to, you know, full bore enjoy some ice cream. We've been getting so much rain. A lot of people are getting flooding. The farmers, agriculture around this area, and a lot around the country, to be honest with you, having a really troubled year. This planting season has been really rough. Hopefully, things start turning around. I know a lot of people didn't even get half of their acreage planted. So we'll see what happens there. Another thing, this is not really what we've been talking about, but I wanted to talk about it, is in Ohio, no more front license plates starting July 1st, 2020. Not 2019, 2020. So we still got a whole nother year where they will enforce them. But it's July 1st, 2020. No more front license plates. And here's what's interesting. They were talking, it's a multi-million dollar thing for our state to produce those extra license plates for the front. And then in local cities, they average about $300,000 to $500,000 a year in revenue from citations with no front license plate. So they're talking about, you know, the impact locally as far as tax dollars go, if there'll be an increase in your local taxes because of that $500,000 that went missing from those citations, you know. Another thing, Columbus Dispatch did an actual article and mentioned Galleon, Ohio. And the local police here were talking about their job is 100% harder. And, that, you know, that's a good point. They've lost 50% of their identification now when they're, you know, coming head on with a vehicle. You know, their cameras might not pick up that license plate as they drive past, and they have to do a little bit more work to get that. And they'll, you know, it was a cool article, though. He said, we got a whole year to adapt and figure out kind of how our new strategies will go in place. But there's 11 states that don't have front license plates. In fact, there's no state bordering Ohio that has front license plates. So I'm sure that they're, you know, if they've been doing that, those states have been doing that, then I'm sure they'll get everything figured out. Auto business, though, they're excited because they said that vehicles with the front license plate set up, you know, they're actually harder to sell. Thought that was interesting. So the auto market actually sees a difference in vehicles that have the holes or maybe a license plate set up in the front of the vehicle, and especially more high-priced vehicles. You know, let's say you went and bought a brand new Corvette, and then you had to put a front license plate on it. You know, you bought that Corvette not really wanting to see an Ohio plate on the front, you know? So they're talking about that, and they'll see a little bit of a bump, I guess. You know, who knows? I'm actually liking this podcast today. You know, like I said in the very beginning, it's not going to be a super long podcast, but I'm happy with this. 400 trillion to one, don't forget it. So take advantage every day, guys. Hope you guys have a great week. Next podcast, next Tuesday. Don't forget it. We're getting closer and closer to having a legit studio in town, maybe in Galleon or some type of office building where I can have guests more often. And if you're local, not right now, but here in the future, I would like to get, you know, some people from the local school district. I'd like to get people in law enforcement, historical society. I'd like to get a lot of, you know, people from this area that work with this town, the local zoning even. Just some people that can talk about this area and little changes that they're seeing or things that they're excited about this town and Galleon and local area, Mansfield and Ontario. Mount Gilead, Bucyrus, Crestline, Marion. This is a growing area. You know, Delaware is growing, fastest growing city, okay? And it's moving into Morrow County. It's moving into Mount Gilead even. They're building new homes, doing a lot of construction. And we're actually seeing it here in Galleon, you know, is making this town grow. They're getting a lot of stuff built out, gas station built right out by the exit in 30. We've got some new zoning that's been happening over there by 30 for commercial properties. So it's growing. We're seeing a trend upwards. Galleon's going to be maybe in 10 years. It's going to be it's going to be high on the list. I'm calling it right now. I can see the writing on the wall. So I hope you guys have a good week. Stay safe. Enjoy every hour and listen to next week's podcast. Also, bye guys.